Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. And I am Michael, your bougie black brother, with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And we're just done with our Netflix series. As you well know, we get a couple of movies in, we get a couple of series on Netflix, Hulu, HBO, and maybe Amazon. I haven't found a good series on there that I really followed, but mostly our Netflix series. And this one, even though we didn't do the Daredevil, we didn't do the Jessica Jones, we didn't do the Luke Cage, and we definitely wasn't going to do the Iron Fist or the Defenders, but this one popped out of nowhere because of his appearance on the Daredevil 2 series. His name is The Punisher.
The Punisher.
So, we decided to check it out, and based on the Daredevil series where he showed up there with Elektra, both of them were on there, but the person who really stood out there was the Punisher. And if you read the blogs and all, he did not supposed to have a series. He supposed to have been on there real quick, showed up, and left.
And what happened?
What happened was most of the people who saw the series was like, you got to give him a series. This is the Punisher we've been waiting for. And what's his name?
John.
I can't say his last name.
John Byrne.
Bertel. If the first time we really saw him, he was on, I think, the first season of The Walking Dead.
Yay, that's right.
And he was the main guy's best friend, and they was going out.
Yeah, he was trying to sleep with his wife.
Trying to sleep with his wife and everything.
Yeah, I remember that.
Crazy bastard. Yeah. Well, actually, he did sleep with her because that was, remember?
Yeah, they broke
up. She got pregnant.
Yeah.
And, you know, saw all types of weird things. But anyway, that was him. And he was kind of cool there. Even though he was an asshole, he was pretty cool there. He was a badass on that series. But then he got killed off. And we was like, whatever. But when he showed up on this Punisher, on the Daredevil, we was kind of like, yo, the Daredevil is a badass.
Yeah, sure was.
So when they like kind of hurried up and put some things together, we found out that they was pushing it together and he was going to come in a series. I thought it was going to be next year, but I think they wanted to put this in this year. And then they'll turn around and have the Defenders with all of the groups together besides the Punisher. Because the Punisher is a loner anyway. So, who is the Punisher? So, it's a couple of storylines, which was kind of weird. When I was reading the comic books, he was a military guy. But they got, like, multiple versions of this. And the version was him being an FBI agent that becomes a vigilante assassin and sets out to release his wrath upon the corrupt. And then there was another version that he was a ex-military man whose family was killed by criminals who becomes a vigilante known as the Punisher. So those were more so aligned in what I used to read in the comic books. It was really the criminals on the street, as opposed to this series, which was the government, which is really more apropos to what's going on in our country as it is, because we do black ops and does assassinations all around the world, and he was one of those guys. So let's go first, babe, on the two previous one. The first one was 1989. Did you see that?
The movie? No, I didn't see that one. I didn't check.
So the first one I remember because it was Dolph Lundgren, and he was a German badass. He showed up in a a lot of different films during that time. And they was like, let's make him one of those movie stars like the Sylvester Stallone and so on and so forth. Because he fought Rocky in Rocky IV. And then he was on this movie called Universal Soldier, which was like really cool with a whole bunch of people. And then his old ass was part of the Expendables. So he was on a lot of action movies, not really anything crazy or whatever, but he was on a lot of those. He's a big German looking dude. So, you know, they use him for his physique and everything like that. Then.
So what year was that one done again?
That one was done in, I think, 1982.
Okay, so sure. there's
1989.
So you got 1989, 2004, 2008.
2008?
Yeah, there's a 2008 one, too. Can you believe that? It's called Punisher Warzone.
Warzone?
Yep.
So let's go to the 2004 was done... The lead actor was Thomas Jane. And you've seen his face, but who the fuck is Thomas Jane?
Exactly.
So, but the main character on there that led that was actually John Travolta.
Yeah, he was the big name back then.
He was the big criminal right there. Hey, you know, he was the Howard Saint who criminal activity that John Castle or, you know, the Punisher was. Frank Castle, I said John. Frank Castle was after, so was there. But then you said Warzone, and yep. That was, what date was that, 2008?
There's several different, I'm telling you, there's several different Punishers I'm finding.
So that was 2000, that was the one I was talking about, 2004.
Then there's the one, the Punisher, Warzone, 2008.
Yeah, here I see it. It's Ray Stevenson.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. Then if you stroll at the bottom, there's a bunch of different other Punishers down there. So they had a couple of series of Punishers that they put out there besides just the ones I just showed.
So some of them, they do have the comics. So a couple of them could have been the comic book ones because, you know, they got the animated series too, mm-hmm. which was cool. The animated series is better than the movies were. So it was kind of funny. So Marvel... created the grimy New York setting with, they started with Daredevil. And then after Daredevil, they moved on to the detective superhero Jessica Jones. And then from Jessica Jones, they brought in Luke Cage. And then after Luke Cage, they brought in the Iron Fist.
Yeah, that sucks.
Which was the worst of the whole series. But that all led up to them being the Defenders. And those Defenders were, you know, in Harlem and Hell's Kitchen and numerous different places in New York. So to tie that in, the Punisher was one of the guys who was after the criminal element in the comic books as well. So he blended in with them and they decided to say, let's keep with the grimy and add the Punisher in there. So... And which is funny, but out of all of these characters, the one central character that they can't use because Netflix can't use them is Spider-Man. Spider-Man dealt with every single one of them other than Jessica Jones. Spider-Man dealt with Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Daredevil, and the Punisher.
Wow.
He is like one of those central characters that was dealing with all of them.
Wow.
And they were just like, Spider-Man is a little asshole. Get him out of here. But they dealt with him. And it just made it kind of interesting. But they can't use him because I think he's under Fox. But, you know, then they moved him over to, I think, Universal so he can be with the Avengers because they needed to make money because that Spider-Man series was dying.
Yeah.
So anyway, we led you all the way to, there's a bunch of movies that they really tried to say, let's make a franchise out of The Punisher. It didn't fucking work. So they made it violent, but they didn't. But his storyline was so complex that you can't just do it in a single movie.
Right, you sure couldn't.
So what made this one? Yeah. So what made this good was the series. So as you was looking through the series, do you remember the Daredevil portion, baby?
No, a little bit, kind of, but not all of it. Not okay. thoroughly.
So when you started seeing this, so what was your thoughts or expectations? Or if you didn't have any expectation, as you started looking at this, what did you come across and see?
I remember him being violent. I do remember that. Because wasn't he in one of the movies, The Punisher? It was telling him to stop killing people or something like that.
So The Punisher, as I said earlier, was on the Daredevil series.
That was Daredevil, but I thought he was in one of the movies.
No, he was not.
Okay.
He was in the Daredevil series.
Okay.
On Netflix.
Okay, okay. Because he was the one that kept telling him stop killing people.
Yeah, Daredevil told him not to stop killing people.
Yeah.
Because Daredevil, he was telling Daredevil, yeah, you're going to wind up killing somebody, but you keep trying not to. But every time you do that, these people are going to come back and kill people. So you put a killer back on the street. So what I'm doing is stopping that from going on. Mm-hmm. And Daredevil was like, but the system. And he's like, fuck the system. The system is broken.
Okay.
And that's where, you know, Frank Castle is the shit. He's kind of like, look, I'm not going after just simple citizens. These people are bad.
Well, see, the thing is, and I like how they started it out. He was a military man. He was a Green, I think he was Green Beret.
Special Forces.
Special Forces, okay. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that makes sense on who he was.
Right.
And then how the storyline was really good about, you know, military men, their mental health problems.
PTSD.
Yes. Yep. I love how they did that because he had it too.
Oh, yeah. He definitely had it.
Yeah. And so
he just lashed out.
Right. And so that's why I really loved how they did it. I mean, it was really, really, The story was amazing how they did it. Because you could understand, relate to him, and understand why he was the way he was.
So they kind of broke it up. And that's, I'm glad you said that, Alicia. They broke it up to military and what happens to these extreme violent type of soldiers that get out. Military people that get out.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of goes one or two ways or a couple of different ways. Those specialty guys either goes really bad and has to go to these sessions and therapy. Then you got these guys who try to run their life and kind of go into seclusion, or they work for these mercenary places.
Yeah.
So you see, look, how do I actually deal with what I used to do? Some people couldn't deal with it, so they do the group therapy and different things. Some people are secluded, and they show some that's secluded and goes off and do something else. And then you got these guys who say, this is what I get paid for, is to kill people and assassinate people. So right. I'm going to be part of this paramilitary group of black ops or security places like Blackwater, and they change their name to something else. So the show kind of progresses you all the way through that, and it shows how some people just can't take it.
Yeah.
Mentally they cannot take it.
Well, the thing is, it relates to a lot what's going on now.
Absolutely.
And so I know that you had mentioned that they said that it was too extreme, so because of the weapon, they're bringing issues about guns.
Yeah, gun violence.
Right, gun violence. But it also bring attention to the fact of mental health issues with the military.
That's not being addressed.
Exactly. And so that's why I really love the show, because it's showing people, I say, okay, look, these soldiers that are military, they get out. And this is what happens when they get out, because you'll think that they're invincible. They really think, a lot of people think that when a soldier get out the military, everything is hunky-dory. They're fine. And that's not what's happening. And they're not getting, we talked about this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and that they're not getting the support. And you see this in The Punisher. I thought it was amazing how the story relates to what's really going on in our own society.
It just happens to be The Punisher, which is the crazy bastard. that says, I'm going after the people who killed my family, and he thought he had them. So in Daredevil, it seems as though he took care of all of those. But come to find out, there was people who gave the order before, even on top of the people who he got to. So that's why his series started with who else is involved?
Right.
And, you know, he had friends that were in his unit that some decided, hey, look, I'm just going to be part of the therapy deal because there's people like me who's trying to recover. Then he had a friend that actually went into the, you know, hiring for hire, right? The
soldier for hire.
Like the soldiers for hire, mm-hmm. paramilitary, whatever you want to call
right,
them.
Right.
So he had a friend there, and then he ran into one of the FBI guys who were doing ops
Was he a punk?
Yeah, and it was just like crazy as hell. And then you got the FBI and the CIA, all of that involved in all of that shit there. So it had so many different aspects of it. You had to be like, wow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, I'm going to go back to what you were saying too, Leisha. There's a lot of criticism because of the gun violence on there. You know, one of them said the Punisher is just another white guy with a gun. I'm like, God damn.
I know. That was kind of, you know, like, real.
Yeah, I guess so, but
yeah,
say it like that.
I know. I was like, again, it's just some TV show.
Yeah.
You know,
and you know, and it's an escapism, but you know, it does glamorize a bit gun violence and stuff in that manner. You know,
a bit.
Yeah.
You say a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, a bit.
but I like the storyline because it had some things that you had to that they tried to address while he was going after the top heavy CIA, Homeland Security, and all of these people who's trying to deal with homeland terrorists. And these homeland terrorists, a lot of them are ex-military because they come back and being disrespected and they trying to get services and no one really cares. But while you in the military, they talk like they do care, which they don't really care until you out. Until you out protecting them, they're fine. But once you stop protecting them and get and sign and say, I'm done with the military, they leave you on your own devices. And if you're not mentally stable, you resort back to what your instincts are, especially if you're in the military and your job is to kill. It's hard to turn that off, and especially without a lot of good counseling. But the storyline, he works with an ex-FBI. What was the guy? What was he, like a technician, maybe?
Are you talking about the a microchip?
No. Yeah, what's his name? Micro or whatever.
Yeah,
like that.
David Letterman.
No, Eben Moss Baccaro.
Yeah,
his name was Microchip.
Yeah, Microchip. David Lieberman.
Yeah, Lieberman. You know him and his wife, mm-hmm. Sarah Lieberman, and all. But yeah, so that was they came together because there was a diss that showed torture and illegal activity, and they was bringing soldiers who was dead home and smuggling heroin into the United States. And he had data, and once he found that out, they tried to kill him. And so he disappeared, and they couldn't find him, so they assumed he was dead. So he was in hiding, and he said the only way he can come out of hiding if the Punisher actually helps him out and finds the people who did all of this, and then he can clear his name and he can come back into the world. So he's been trying to get to him, gave him a diss, just kind of led him into a certain area. So that's another process. And then there's another lady. Her name was Amber Rose Rive. Her name was Dinah Madani.
Yeah, Madani.
Yeah, she was Persian. And she was one of the top officials in Homeland Security. So she was kind of looking for, yo, there's some shit going on here.
Well, she was her own vigilante herself now.
Yeah,
you know?
So she was cool as hell. She was a badass, but she kept getting people killed.
Yeah, because she was doing things underneath the table, yeah, not telling everybody.
Not telling everybody.
The whole
story.
And
every time she did it, everybody got killed. Almost everybody got killed.
They did get killed. And she was like, they let her go on that shit.
They was like, yeah, you kind of lucky because in the end you uncovered some shit. But yeah, so if you look at the full storyline, it didn't drag. It kept you like, what's going on next? Who was the person? So I knew his best friend had something to do with it from the beginning because he was just too slick. That motherfucker was just too damn slick.
Yeah, that was, who was that again? That was Billy Russo.
Yeah, Billy Russo.
Yeah.
They call him, his name is Ben Barnes. So he's gonna be Jigsaw. So Jigsaw, because of his face is all, you know, scratched up like that. So he's a criminal in the Marvel universe.
Oh really?
Yeah. So Jigsaw,
he has special powers?
No, he's almost like what's his name? Like the Punisher, but he's just a criminal.
Okay.
He shows up a little on Daredevil. So if you look at the Daredevil series, Jigsaw is on there. So you'll see him on that. So it's a combination of, they're creating characters. You know what I mean? So but he was cool too. He was an asshole, but he was good.
They kept him alive, which, yeah, you know why.
Yeah, so he can link on. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the time the Punisher just kills everybody and say, I'm done with you. But he was like, no, you're going to stay alive and regret everything you've done. And everybody's going to know you're a freaking criminal. Which, I didn't think he should have, but hey, that was a way to recreate another character.
Yeah.
So another aspect, and we were talking about that, is the young boy. What's the one? The guy named Lewis.
Yeah.
The kid with PTSD. He tried to find his way. He was trying to find his way. And like, I'm back, but I don't get what's going on. I'm so confused. And people were leading him in so many different ways. But he, in his own mind, he felt that, no, none of this is going to be right. This is not right.
Yeah, because he was blaming everybody for the situation.
Yeah, and then he tried to tie in to this one guy who said he was in Vietnam and he came back and they hated him. And then they find out
he wasn't
even there. You know, he got deferred and some other stuff. And then, you know, he tried to be in the paramilitary group. Then come to find out, they found he was in his yard and he digged a hole and he was living in a hole in his backyard, and he was like, yo, is something wrong with your ass? And he would never admit to it. Then he was like, you gotta go, bro. You good, but nah, you got some mental issues. And so he got mad at that too. So he couldn't even get a decent job. And his father and all of them, his father was like, come on, bro, you gotta be better than this. But he wound up to be a terrorist that had to
homegrown
terrorist.
Yep.
And I like how they did his storyline, because that was from the you saw him from the beginning and you didn't know where it was going, but they slowly gave you small info, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so they kind of kept building up from that. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, because I mean, it was really interesting how they add different parts, different things inside the show. Mm-hmm. The TV show. So, you know, you still had the part where bringing attention to the fact that what's her name, the FBI agent, Diane,
Madani.
Yeah, Madani. Mm-hmm. She was trying to get revenge for the death of her best friend or family member or something like that.
Yeah, it was somebody from the beginning, right? That she wanted to, because it was in Afghanistan and they killed some people there, and she was like, yo, there's something wrong here.
Yeah, you kill my friend.
And yeah, you kill my friend, you know.
And
something
so
like
she
that.
And they was like, you can't just, you know, decide it. You're gonna take this position and try to solve your own own case. But that's what she was doing, the same thing as
almost like the Punisher was doing.
Yeah, she
only
was.
Difference was she wasn't killing them.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah, so
until Michael Tripp said, "Yo, he got to do what he got to do."
Yep.
And he's like, if he got to kill him, let him kill him. Everybody was like, "Kill him, kill him." So that was another thing too. So, you know, but the show was really good. Up to the very, very end, it was really good.
Because even when we thought it ended, it didn't end. Mm-hmm. And then we thought it ended again, and it was like, damn, there's something else. But it had great storylines. Even though, yeah, they saying it's violent and so on and so forth, but there was some really good stories and characters that was in here. So we called out a lot of characters, and it was, the characters was really pretty good. They showed up pretty well to support the main character, the Punisher, that was on there. So it wasn't like centered all the way on him. It was centered on him with a lot of good supporting cast around him. Even the villains or the bad CIA and
yeah,
and
even the guy who was having the discussion. He had the meetup group.
Oh, the black guy that was in his unit with the one leg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he was good. He played his part really well. His best friend that was in charge of the whatchacallit, he was a badass and an asshole, but he was great. Yeah, Madani, she was really cool. Her little her friend, her partner, he got killed. He was good. And Jelly died. And that was just crazy as hell. But he had a lot of the story I thought was really good. Even the crazy boy Lewis, he was interesting because it showed what happens to soldiers. And he went through the progression of trying to say, look, you're treating us wrong. You know, I'm having a hard time. And no one really wanted to believe him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of went from there. But other than that, you know, very, very good series. Very good series. Looking forward to the next one. So, what's your rating?
Oh, this one is definitely a 9.
Damn, you go past 7s and 8, don't you? Really fast.
I really like this show. I really, really like this show.
So, I liked it. I really did. Not a 9. I'd say an 8.25. And the only reason I'm saying an 8.25 is because I would have loved if they would have brought in more of the Marvel characters or set up for more characters.
Well, you know, the first thing is this is the first season, and I like the fact that they told his story. I think that was important for this series. Now, I can see them
Told his story in Daredevil. I mean, yeah, in Daredevil.
Yeah, but
it was really clear there.
Yeah, but this one is better. I like how they did it here. I think that probably the next season they'll be bringing in more of the Marvel comic characters.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. That's true.
I think this part was basically to say this is his show. Talk about his issues. Talk about, you know, how he... and I like the fact that when he got... You know, they say that he got out and he became the Punisher and how they thought he was dead. But, you know, he was a member of the Special Forces and the rest of the military people also knew him. So you kind of relate to why they brought in those characters and how they all had some relations to what happened, to what he did.
You're losing me.
Okay, so... And you know, he talked about how they got together and was hunting down these terrorists.
Yeah, yeah.
So that kind of relates to how the first series kind of went in the way it was. That's how I seen it.
Okay, I understand. So the way the series wind up was, from the Daredevil series, he was involved with the people that was out. He was alive. They knew he wasn't dead. So when he started killing those people, chasing after them, they was like, whoa, this dude Frank Castle's fucking crazy. We got to find him. So he set it up so they would think that he was dead. So that's why he was just, you know, when it first started off, he was just working because he didn't want to be bothered with. And remember I was saying, you know, part of sometimes when you get out, you just don't want to be bothered with people. And then some of them go through the therapy. And then some of them just say, I want to stay part of the military, so I'll do this commercial shit.
Well, how many people are going to watch Daredevil?
So who watches these series? Most of them watch the whole series because right. They know they relate.
Okay, so you know there's a lot of people that don't watch, you know, Daredevil and then go into The Punisher.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why I think that what they did was really good.
No. This is a good standalone.
Okay.
It kind of like, it made you think that they thought he died in the military, but he kind of showed up. But he didn't. He kind of died. And if you listen throughout the show, they was like, yes, the Punisher. Because the Punisher name came from the Daredevil series.
Right,
they didn't
right.
just call him the Punisher. But to your point, I think you can still follow it from, oh, he was in the military. Oh, they killed his family. Oh, these people had a part of killing his family. Oh, I get it. And then when they start saying, oh, yeah, and by the way, he killed those other people, but now he's just looking for the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of, if you listen closely, you can tell that he'd done something before. And then you have to think to yourself, wait a minute, where was this at? And then you'd be like, oh, it was in Daredevil.
Right.
Then you can go back and see the references from that if right. you didn't see.
Right.
But yeah, so that's what really what that was. But no, so you have it really high. I have it.
I mean, because it was a good TV series to follow. You know, it was easy to follow. You didn't miss a beat. I mean, even if you miss one, you still would be able to watch it.
Yeah, because if you can take one out, he was doing certain things, but you still can jump in and mm-hmm. go, oh, okay. Oh, mm-hmm. that must have happened on that episode that I missed.
Right.
And still continue on.
Exactly.
Because there was just portions, like that one when he finally got to find out that the head CIA guy, he went to his house and he tried to shoot him. And it was like bulletproof glass. And he was kind of like, oh, shit, this dude is still alive. And then it changed that. But if you didn't see that, and then the next episode started, then you would be like, we got to kill him. They was like, damn, how the fuck did he find out about him? And it just go from there. But, yeah, I agree. So The Punisher, that's the first season of, I think it was 13 episodes.
Yes,
so
it was.
On Netflix, 13 episodes. So if you check it out and go from there, you'll be fine. This is a really good series, action-packed, brutal in a lot of ways, kind of violent too. But it tells you a lot what's going on with veterans that left the military and how the extreme, how people are treated and which directions that they go. So, very worthwhile.
It sure was. It sure was.
So, any last words on that, Bully?
Nope.
BougieBlackBrother.com. Check us out. BougieBlackBrother.podbean.com. Why Podbean? Podbean is the podcast app or website that you can actually pull any of the podcasts off of. Urban Lifestyle Cafe is on Facebook, or you can get the actual podcast on iTunes as well. So you'll be able to see that. Bougie Black Bro and what is it? Fine Black Woman.
Yeah, Fine Black
IG
Woman.
As well as Twitter. And Women Coffee and Tech. Coffee Women and Tech. That's where you get our tech podcast from. But that's where you get it from, and that's how you can follow us. Leave notes, leave suggestions, and YouTube. It shows up on YouTube, too. So if you happen to be on YouTube, search us down, Bougie Black Brother Network, on YouTube as well as Facebook. You'll find us on all of those. We're about everywhere. So check us out. I hope you enjoy. And we'll be talking to you again on Urban Lifestyle Cafe for our new movie review. It looked like Star Wars is coming up, and you know we're going to see that.
Definitely.
And another one coming out with Idris Elba. And the lady she played on this movie called Sloan. But Aaron Sorkin wrote and directed this one. And so we're looking forward to that. So that one's going to be a little interesting as well. But thank you very much, and we'll see you soon on Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Bye.
Bye.